Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
As the river, on the last of the flood tide, goes by as it reaches high water. And this old man who loved the sea and loved the water and loved ships is carefully now put onto the back of this ordinary working survey launch of the Port of London Authority to pass for the last time up London River and through the city that he knew and he loved.
Richard Dimbleby describing the funeral of Sir Winston Churchill in 1965. Seemed to be a year in which to say goodbye to great men. Besides Churchill, Albert Schweitzer died at the age of 90, Somerset Maugham at 91, Adlai Stevenson at 65, Stan Laurel at 74, and Nat King Cole at the age of 45. In the United States, Lyndon Baines Johnson was inaugurated 36th president. In April of that year, he spoke for the first time of peace in Vietnam.
Peace demands an independent South Vietnam, securely guaranteed and able to shape its own relationships to all others, free from outside interference, tied to no alliance, a military base for no country.
At home, the American president signed the controversial Medicare bill. He explained what it was about.
No longer will older Americans be denied the healing miracle of modern medicine. No longer will illness crush and destroy the savings that they have so carefully put away over a lifetime so that they might enjoy dignity in their later years. No longer will young families see their own incomes and their own hopes eaten away simply because they're carrying out their deep moral obligations to their parents.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound.
While Simon and Garfunkel sang their 1965 hit, these were some of the books being read. The Man by Irving Wallace, James Michener's The Source, The Ambassador by Morris West, and Hotel by Arthur Haley. The year also saw a visit to America by Pope Paul VI, where he addressed the United Nations.
Listen to the lucid words of a great man, the late John Kennedy, who declared 4 years ago, "Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind. No more war, never again war."
In South Africa, we saw the new 5, 10, and 20 cent coins introduced, while we took delivery of Buccaneer aircraft from Britain. There was another popular British import, this song by Tom Jones.
You ought to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.
One of the Beatles, Ringo Starr, got married. After the ceremony, he commented on the fact that his secret honeymoon venue had been leaked to the press.
We tried to keep it quiet because I think a wedding isn't a stage show. You know, I didn't want sort of hundreds of people around.
How did the honeymoon location leak out?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a fella. Does anyone know? No? Liars.
I see your Jaguar's not here.
I haven't got a Jaguar, that's why. No, I've never had a Jaguar.
Is there any place in the world you feel you and Maureen could go when you want to be alone with her and walk outside freely? Where would that be?
I've no idea. Only Vietnam.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Beatles and the title song from their 1965 movie. Other movies, Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music, Julie Christie in Darling, Lee Marvin and Jane Fonda in Cat Ballou, Omar Sharif as Dr. Zhivago, and Peter Sellers in What's New Pussycat. In America, the civil rights issue grew into a national headache. Martin Luther King announced his intention of joining the march from Selma to Montgomery.
Here comes the time that a man must decide. You know what decision means? It comes from the same Latin word as incision. Incision means to cut in. Decision means to cut off. Decision means to cut off alternatives and choose. And I've made my choice this afternoon. I've got to march.
And there was the assassination of Malcolm X at a meeting in Harlem attended by his followers.
Pandemonium is the only word that I can use to describe the scene here. I was sitting in the first row beside one of the perpetrators when Malcolm came on the stage and greeted the audience with his traditional Salaam Aleikum, a Muslim greeting. As soon as he said that, several persons, it happened so quickly, I can't describe them, but I have a feeling that the fellow beside me stood up and fired shots. Shots rang out all over the place as Malcolm's supporters tried to subdue those who had fired upon him.
The biggest riot of the year took place in the Los Angeles suburb of Watts, where 35 people were killed, some 1,000 injured, and damage and looting caused to the tune of some $46 million. Black comedian Dick Gregory, who was trying to help, was shot in the leg.
At about, quarter four this morning, the police moved in, and we dropped behind the police lines, and the people were actually shooting at the police. They weren't shooting at me at all. When they start shooting, the police fell back in the middle of the street and ducked behind the cars. So it was about 100 police ducking, and I was standing on the corner, way behind the police, and the next thing I knew, I was hit.
The Odd Couple and The Royal Hunt of the Sun were two plays of 1965, which also saw the Peter Weiss play with a long title abbreviated to The Marat Sade. Top musicals were Man of La Mancha and On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are.
Ian Smith's Rhodesian Front Party won a sweeping victory at the election, and on November the 11th, Smith announced that Rhodesia would go it alone. British Premier Harold Wilson had this to say about UDI.
Every minister with whom the Rhodesians have had to deal in these past 3 years, our predecessors and we ourselves have warned Mr. Smith and his colleagues that independence, illegally taken, would be an act of revolt against the crown. And we've warned them against the consequences that would follow. Within minutes of Mr. Smith's intentions being known, the governor of Rhodesia, a distinguished Rhodesian himself, under the authority vested in him by Her Majesty the Queen, dismissed Mr. Smith and his other ministers from office. They now have no authority to act, internally or externally, in the name of the Rhodesian people.
12-year-old Corin Muir of Kimberley astounded the sporting world with her record-breaking 110 yards backstroke swim, while Jim Clark clinched 6 Grand Prix wins to become world champion driver. Another world champion was established when Cassius Clay dispensed with Sonny Liston in the first minute of their title fight. Alexei Leonov became the first man to float in space outside a spacecraft while in orbit, a feat soon afterwards emulated by America's Ed White. Here is White's walk and conversation with fellow astronaut Jim McDivitt. The narrator is Walter Shearer.
I feel like $1 million. This is the greatest experience. It's just tremendous.
It's so tremendous, White doesn't want to come back in. He takes pictures, crawls over and around the spacecraft. Then he becomes the first astronaut to have to be coaxed back aboard.
Let me take a close-up picture there. Oh, you smeared up my windshield, you dirty dog. See how it's all smeared up there?
Yeah.
It looks like there's a coating on the outside and you've rubbed it off.
Jimmy 4, Houston Capcom.
As a matter of fact, you know that looks like Houston down below us.
Jimmy 4, get back in.
Well, this is Jim. Got any message for us?
The flight director says get back in. What?
Okay. We want you to come back in now. No, back in. Come on. We still got 3.5 more days ago, buddy.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.